Bobby's are boring. It's for Matt Gab because he's gonna be playing this on a show. Episode 22. Last week on Bobby's Are Boring, many songs were played, and some of you probably danced and/or downloaded them to rock out on your iPods, hardcore style, yo. Well, this week, the crew mellows out for a beautiful flight over the mountains of winters. Here on...
Bobby's Are Boring.
Well, it looks like the three of us are finally back together.
Whoopee.
Three's company.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
There were two girls in that one. Jeff, you can meet the other girl.
Am I a pretty girl?
Will you two barnacle heads knock it off? Look, if we need to get to Summers, we should probably find some kind of vehicle.
When did we decide we were going to Summers?
You weren't there.
What? When was I not there?
Paul and myself had a meeting.
I can't even think of one time I wasn't with you guys.
Well, I remember that one time you were in the bathroom.
No, drawing a blank.
Well, anyways, we decided to go to Summers.
What's in Summers?
Shut up! It's a good idea, okay? There's never been a time the beach has let anyone down.
We should take the Skyrunner.
Isn't that in a million pieces?
Probably, but I'm smart.
Okay then, let's get a move on. It's a long walk back.
What? Oh yeah, that's for you normal people.
What do you mean by that?
Eh, well, while you were flying around Egypt, Jeff and I were getting busy with the monkeys.
Okay, wow, just keep that crap to yourself, okay?
I mean, we went to see some monkeys at a rave party.
We learned how to teleport.
And... Wow, that's actually pretty impressive. How do you do it?
Yeah, what thing? Girls can't do it. It's a rule or something. It only works with guys.
What? That's ridiculous. What does having a have to do with teleportation?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, you should either call a taxi or you get to walk, and we'll get you in Summers.
When I get there, I'm gonna kill them. Twice.
Okay, Jeff, so let's get that machine of yours.
Okie dokie. Who are you?
Are you there? Huh. I reckon this is your rocket ship, huh?
Yeah, what'd you do to it?
It seems to be broken, so me and Earl here fixed it up for you. And we got some big old mud tires on. Put the old Confederate flag right there in the front. The saddle will rise again. Hey, we got this!
Don't touch my stuff.
Well, hey, we're just trying to help you out a bit.
You put mud tires on an aircraft. What were you guys thinking?
Well, I was thinking about mud.
That's it.
Don't shoot. We've had enough murders for the season. And by enough, I mean one.
One is always enough.
Yeah, well, the thing still works. Why don't you give it a shot?
Hold it right there!
Oh, snap!
I am not walking to Summers, you guys.
Actually, you would have to swim there.
Get it, Jeff!
Okay, well, I'm getting the Skyrunner now.
I'm coming too.
I'm driving this time.
But it's my ship.
I'm driving. If you want to argue, you're going to be risking your life, okay?
Fine. Yes, ma'am. Paula, you need to pull up.
Jeff, if I can fly a helicopter, I think I can fly this piece of junk, okay?
No, really, you really need to pull up.
Jeff, I am fully capable of doing this.
Guys, that's a forest.
Oh my god. No!
Oh, man. Wow, this is the second time I've been here today.
We're back in Winters, and the Skyrunner is destroyed again.
Where's Paula?
Oh, I think she's in the tree. I see her ribbon.
Actually, part of her is in the tree. There's some more over here.
Oh, man, that's really bad.
Man, women drivers.
Wow, that was really cold.
You couldn't already tell? It's freezing here.
Well, I think I could bring her back with the machine in the lab. Let's go check it out.
Who's there? Patrick, is that you?
No, Dad, it's your son.
I know. I said Patrick. Oh, Jeff, it's you.
Wait, who's Patrick?
That's another story from another time, son. Now, what can I do for you today?
We need to get some things fixed.
Yeah, the Skyrunner and a girl.
They're both outside.
And both in pieces.
That is a problem. Well, hold on a second, I'll go take a look. Wow, that's pretty bad. I'll get to work on that immediately. By the way, have you been to the cave to the north yet?
Not recently, no.
Well, I was there the other day, getting some samples, and I saw the shiniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, right! Another sanctuary spot!
Hey, I remember that thing. It was asking for you, Ness.
I'm the shiny celebrity.
You boys should go over and check it out sometime. Why don't you do it now, since this is gonna take a while?
Fine by me.
Hey, what's up with the rocks?
That's Stonehenge. It's known the world over.
Okay, but what is it?
I'll explain later.
Well, it looks like you finally got here, Ness. You probably...
Hey, can we get on with this? We're not new to this. We've done it 3 times already. You're gonna talk for a bit about how you hate humanity and love shiny stuff or some crap like that, and then you wanna fight us and blah blah blah. Actually, why don't you just surrender and save some time?
You don't know me very well.
This guy is like those mushrooms.
Yeah, he's a mushroom.
You should probably watch out for those spores.
Yeah, I got it.
Let's see here.
No, Mommy. I don't want to go to school today.
Ness, stay with me.
I want to stay home and bake cookies with you.
Ness, you idiot. Time to suck HP.
Whoa, look at the colors.
Darn you, Ness. Why'd you have to go and get stupid?
I'll help you out, Jeff. Mr. Rocket Pain!
Ness, no. Oh, crap.
Well, it looks like it's just you and me, Jeff. Time to die.
Oh man, the guns aren't strong enough.
Eat this, spore bag!
What? How are you still alive?
I was saved by my guts. Not only did I digest my food, they also somehow miraculously keep me in the game at times.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. Ness caught a whiff of steak, but only for a second. His soundstone recorded the melody of the rainy circle. We should probably get back to the lab.
Paula's gonna be mad. Again.
Eh.
Oh, just in time. I've managed to find most of the parts and was just about to commence the fixing.
The fixing of what? For the Skyrunner? Or for the,
No.
Oh. Ouch.
Well, now that we've got her all here, we'll see what this thing can do.
Oh god, what happened this time?
Yeah, you crashed my honeymoon vehicle, young lady. Are you feeling alright?
Yeah, I feel alright. But man, I'm starving.
I have to admit, I'm glad you're alright.
Oh. Let me guess. You don't know how to use fire or freeze.
Exactly.
Well, you kids should get going if you're going to make it to the beach by sundown.
Thanks, Dad. Let's get going, guys.
I don't know if I really want to ride in that thing again.
Very funny, Ness. Jeff, you drive.
With pleasure. And so Paula had an accident, but was okay again thanks to the brilliance that is Dr. Andonuts. Join us next time when the Chosen Three head to the beach to soak up some sun. Here on Bobby's of Orange! What?
From the live studio audience in Orlando, Florida.
This was recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, look, the IRC channel is talking. Hey, yeah,
oh my God.
We're glad you liked it.
Hey, they liked that one part. They thought it was funny.
They liked that one part. This is not pre-recorded.
Nope.
They liked that one part.
Yeah,
that's
like...
That's right, Roland. You rock, man.
Yeah, Roland's a rag.
Hey, I hope you're in here. I can't actually see. Well, I gotta go, because I'm busy. Bye.
Wait. Aren't you gonna make fun of me?
Yeah, you suck. Bye.
Yay!
Yeah, you suck.
Oh, it's horrible.